We are recording.
Okay. Okay, it is about a minute past 6 PM. The date is May 18. I call this meeting of the NACA Airport Authority Board of Directors to order. Roll call, please.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Present.
Vice Chairman Law.
Present.
Treasurer Heath.
I'm here.
And Secretary Holland.
Present.
Okay, and Joe may be a few minutes late. So, public input as it pertains to this evening's agenda. Any takers? Going once, going twice, okay. Minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of April 20, 2022. Now, I'll put forward a motion to approve the April 20, 2022 minutes. Anyone second?
Sure.
Okay. Brian seconds the motion. Any discussion? Okay, this will be a roll call vote.
Okay, Chairman Woods?
Yay.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
As a point of order, can I wasn't here, so can I even?
You can.
I can, okay. I approve.
And Secretary Holland?
Yay.
Okay, motion carried. You were provided a packet, so you still had access to the minutes.
Right, I don't know if they're active. I wasn't here.
Communications. So on May 13th, we got a request from Warfield Condominium 1107 Perimeter, exercise option to extend lease. We'll discuss that under due business. And let's see, that brings us to the tower report.
Treasurer's report?
Oh, I'm sorry. How dare I skip over the treasurer's report?
We get to do 2 months this month.
Yeah,
though.
I'm feeling it. It's March in April.
Yeah.
Joe would have enjoyed it, but.
I'll tell you what, I'll do me a favor. I'll just skip over March. There's nothing. Really, both months, I did look through them. Income and revenue are tracking either at or better than expected. If the last 2 months, May and June, go as planned, we're going to end up with a surplus of approximately $8,000 at the end of the year. Going to balance sheet issues, I just want to know we're going to be closing out the retainage of the last project. Yeah, I guess so. It's whatever the retained to sit on the books.
Yes. According to that, HBOP should be forthcoming.
Okay. So it looks like that's going to be cleaned off the balance sheet pretty soon. And we've started incurring some costs and unbilled revenue for other projects. So other than that, everything's in pretty good shape.
I'll make a motion to approve the March and April financials as submitted, subject to audit.
I'll second the motion. Is there any further discussion on the March and April financial statements? Okay, we'll call vote. All those in favor of approving the March and April 2022 financial statements subject to audit.
Chairman Woods?
Yay.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
And Secretary Holland?
Yay.
Okay, that motion carries. Because they had a communication a moment ago, so that brings us to the power report. That out. Okay, so for the month of April, 6,221 operations. That's an increase of 6% or 371 operations over the month of March, down about 15%, year to year. So we have, 1,118 fewer operations versus last year. But, it's like Monday, April seems to have turned on the summer switch, so maybe more people will go flying. bring this to the manager's report.
Okay, recent events, nothing to really speak about there. Winter's over, we put the plow blades away, I think we're safe. Upcoming events, June 18th, coming up pretty soon here. Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., the New Hampshire Aviation Museum Flying and Barbecue will be held here at Ashua. We've also added a TBY Catalina to come in, and they'll be doing rides during this event. So that'll be pretty exciting. You can go on the New Hampshire Aviation Museum website, and you can pre-book rides for this, and all the information is on their website. A little safety briefing today with Jeff Rapsis, the director of the museum, and Bob DeMeo, one of our own, who'll be assisting in running the event. So looking forward to a good turnout. Hope we get some good weather. September 17th, we have our Wheels and Wings event scheduled, which is a Saturday. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And again, hopefully we get some good weather. All the kids are back in school in September, so we tend to have really good turnouts that week in September. Other items of interest, just so everybody knows, Skydive Pepperell opened for the season on April 21st. Just everybody, you know, keep that in mind. And I know in the past there's been issues with planes just flying right through Pepperell, so just try to make everybody aware that Pepperell is active and open, and try to avoid that airspace at all costs. April 21st, I met with the National Fire Rescue Chief, Steve Buxton, and we discussed airport safety, procedures, and gate access. Nothing unusual, but Steve's the new chief, and we just wanted to go over everything and make sure we're on the same page on everything. And we have a great relationship with the National Fire Rescue Team. You all know that we have Engine 5 right at on Pine Hill Road. They're not dedicated to the airport, even though it says, I think, airport fire station on it. They're not, but they're usually our first line of defense when something happens, and they get here really quickly, so good meeting, good people. May 4th, I met with Mr. Leeson, who's right behind me tonight, from Infinity, and we discussed a land lease and development project that he'll be speaking about shortly. May 6th, I also met with Dr. Joshi. He's interested in developing T-hangers off the India ramp. So he and his son came in and met with myself, and Bob Bird orchestrated that meeting with Dr. Joshi and myself, and they're interested in developing T-hangers. Something I think we could really use at the airport right now. There seems to be a lot more demand lately. So they're putting together some plans, and they're going to be working with Gale Associates on that as well. Foxtrot Ramp Golf Ramp Project bidding is complete. The contract was awarded to Continental Paving, and Nick will fill us in on the details of that. And that, I think that's all I have to discuss. Anybody have any questions?
For some of the upcoming events, so CAF isn't coming this year?
No, they come every other year.
Okay.
They don't want to wear out their welcome, so to speak. I know in the past, they did have an event scheduled at Portsmouth, and for some reason they didn't want to do the event there, and they contacted me and I brought them in here, but that was kind of a, you know, just an anomaly that year. So they like to do it every other year.
Is Portsmouth having an air show this year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Portsmouth?
Yeah, they usually sometimes they have
do
an air
show.
Do
they have one this year?
I don't know if they have one this year.
Thunderbirds, yeah. Have an event, you know, or Little Angels or whatever.
Okay, so that brings us to the engineer's report.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Gale Associates is administering, if you have it, the three projects on behalf of the Airport Authority, first being the Phase 2 Paving Maintenance Project. Happy to report, the grant closeout documents have been accepted by the NHDOT Bureau of Aeronautics, so moving forward, we can remove this project from the agenda. The second project is the rehabilitation of Taxiway Alpha project. I've updated the financials to reflect the design-only cost. A grant application has been submitted and accepted by by the NHDOT Bureau of Aeronautics. We are currently waiting for issuance of grants. I reached out to the NHDOT Bureau of Aeronautics for an estimated date, and at this time, at the time the update was prepared, we're still waiting for a response. That I do not believe has changed for Carolyn's out of the office most of this week.
Nick, just real quick, on the numbers there, you got FAA share 100%, state zero, and local zero, but you got numbers in there. Are the percentages wrong or are the amounts wrong?
The percentages, we have to go with 5%.
Okay, so it's still a 5%
share of 5%.
Okay.
So the number is the correct. And I'll get that updated.
Yep.
And the delay, or is there a delay that's causing problems at this point by not having the grant?
My corporate accounting department, since we're out 180 days plus on some of those invoices. Otherwise, we're in good shape. And project number three, the rehabilitate golf and box trot ring project. As Chris mentioned, bids were opened on April 26th, and the low bidder with Continental Pay for a bid price of $1.99 million. We subsequently prepared grant applications for the project and submitted those to NHDOT Bureau of Aeronautics. Upon issuance of the grant to fund the project, an award and contract will be sent to the authority and contractor for execution. Depending on the timing of grant issuance, construction may begin this summer, or if the grant is delayed, there's a possibility this might have to be pushed to the spring of 2023. So options recommended are to sign forward the contract upon receipt, although we are still waiting for those the grant issuance. Any questions on those projects?
Nick, what's the difference between the Continental's bid and the total project cost? About $500,000.
That is Gale's fee. I believe our fee was somewhere in the $400,000 range because we have to have full-time resident engineering on site for the duration of the project. Okay. That gets pretty expensive. And between that and... Is there a sweep update included?
Check it out.
That was the alpha of the end project. Yep, between design and construction phase services, that makes up about the rest of the grant amount.
Okay, so back on the design only thing, so the taxiway.
Yes.
So we've given up on the on rehabilitating it, correct? We've given up on actually, well, because I guess the delays happened, so the contract that was negotiated went away. Is that what happened?
No.
Okay, so we
our contract is still valid, and it carries both design and construction phase services.
Okay.
But with this design only grant, we'll pay for it just the design.
Okay, and the design is for the rehab of Taxiway Alpha.
Correct.
But I thought we were going to give up on that and just and work on the relocation of Taxiway Alpha.
If there is an event that triggers relocation, say one week, then we would have the necessary triggering event for FAA and we should reevaluate.
Right, I understand that part, but I'm wondering, why are we doing any work at all on the rehabilitation if we're not going to do it anyway? I thought the strategy was to not do the rehab at all because it doesn't make any sense unless we get the movement of it. Put it in, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
The work has been done at that point.
Okay. Because, the taxiway needs to be relocated. That's the answer.
Right.
And so some of this can actually apply to that, I guess. Okay.
Any other questions?
So general items. Can you address that for a moment?
Sure. So Gale has worked with Chris to submit applications for funding in a competitive grant program under the bipartisan infrastructure law. That grant program, if awarded, will give the airport a new air traffic control valve. We went through the idea of refurbishing the existing one, but there are still line of sight issues that would be created with development hangars, and not just that, there are existing line of sight issues with vegetation in the approach pattern. So I think the decision was to go after a new, taller air traffic control panel. That would be likely located somewhere in the grass next to the building we're in right now.
Well, we had two options. One was to bring it forward into the ramp as well. So it's simply put in as a relocation request, because you had two options. It was to rehabilitate the place or relocation. And the relocation, I believe, is a little more favorable for obtaining the grant.
And we have filed all of the airspace studies that we need to accomplish in order to get approval to put up a new tower. So it's basically a waiting game at this point to see. Right, high enough for the
so regarding visibility issues, can the people, given the current tower's location, can they see down toward India ramp? If there's going to be T-hangers constructed down there?
No, but it's a non-movement area as well.
Mm-hmm.
So as right now, they can't see in between any of the T-hangers as it is. And I believe even with the newer tower, they're not going to be able to see India ramp. There's a lot of vegetation adjacent to it. And the proposed tower, we're talking about essentially going to approximately 80 to 90 feet, which, what was the height of it now?
About
12. Yeah, it basically doubles the height of the tower now. And it'll also be all ADA compliant.
Justification package. I think we hit on a lot of the big ticket items. ADA accessibility of the existing towers, not the age of the equipment, the age of the building itself, green initiatives.
Would the age of the controllers come into play at all?
The ADA part.
Yeah. The ADA part, yeah.
So I think it's got a pretty good shot. There is a percentage set aside for GA airports like Nashua.
And speaking of grant monies, has Aeronautics dispersed all of the various COVID related grants that have been put out there? Have they dispersed all of those monies yet?
Whether or not all of the funds have been dispersed?
Well, I'm just wondering if they still owe something.
They're reimbursements, and we're gathering up all these expenses. And you have till sometime, I believe it was 2023, to submit them.
Oh, okay.
So we're getting all our expenses, and we filled up a good part of this already. In the meantime, I have to change a couple windows in the tower as well. So that's going to be a fair amount of that grant. Unfortunately, hopefully we'll be building a new tower, but have to replace windows because they can't see out of two of the windows right now. They can see, but it's pretty cloudy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's radar.
Yes.
Can I just replace watch TV now?
Please identify in the pattern.
Thank you for coming to the rescue.
Okay. Okay. You're not volunteering the remote tower program?
It's interesting. I had a discussion with Ken Knopf the other day. He's the regional deputy administrator from the FAA. That was one of the things we talked about when we were discussing the tower, and he said, in the future it's going to be all remote. They're already doing it in other places in the world, and the technology.
In Virginia.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Doesn't eliminate the need for a tower. Video
games. Yeah, it'll be video surveillance everywhere.
Right.
Video on radar, on LIDAR, whatever.
Interesting. You need to read a tail number. Cameras crisp enough?
Well, I think with the technology, you won't have to. It's all going to be plugged in. Our transponders are on at all times now on the ground. They know who everybody is electronically already.
Okay.
once they turn them off.
It's kind of old school for controller grabs and binoculars even today. So.
Okay. I'm not a controller.
They just use the video for the Nordo traffic.
No radios.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, that like an anti-aircraft or something open cockpit that would sophisticated electronics. Okay.
You don't have to be restricted to just flying in and out of Brookline.
There you go. Yeah, I went into Oshkosh, the Oshkosh show Nordo.
Wow.
It's very...
Were they happy with
it? Yeah, no, I followed the they have a Nordo procedure.
Yeah.
I just followed the procedure.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to you. They're too busy as it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, any more questions for Nick this evening?
Nick, thank you for all your efforts. I know you're doing a lot of work on these projects, and we appreciate it.
Not a problem. Okay, so moving on. We have no committees at the moment. We're just for old business, marketing. So... I don't have any update on marketing stuff. I don't know if anybody else here does. I think Joe was kind of leading the effort there.
So Joe and I were working. His brother's actually a graphic artist, and he's lent us some of his time coming up with these T-shirts that we had talked about, Fly Nashua. So hopefully next time I meet with Joe, we'll nail something down and get something to the press.
Okay.
And these are for the anonymous donation to the airport. We're going to put this stuff together, and there'll be handouts at our events or board meetings.
There we go.
So in addition to that, we had a discussion and proposal about doing a marketing video, and it was kind of pushed aside because of all the development stuff and the possibilities of all that going on. Is that dead, or are we gonna do it?
That needs to be probably part of a larger marketing plan.
Well, yeah, but if we wait for that to happen, it's just not gonna happen. That's the issue, because we've been talking about this for at least 2 or 3 years. So. But it's something that, you know, my thinking is it's something that we can use as the market, not just the airport, but also, you know, the businesses on the airport can use it in their medium packages. The city particularly can use it in their media packages. So, you know, when we're talking about marketing, it's a lot more than shirts. And I just want to make sure, I just don't want to lose that focus. It just seems to have gone away. Okay, well, I guess that speaks volumes.
Yeah, I'd like to take up that discussion with Joe here to talk about it too.
Okay.
I'm not familiar, you know, with multimedia video stuff. I just don't know. Yeah, I don't have any insight into what's going to work and what's not. I don't know, Jesse, do you have any thoughts on videos?
Yeah, I mean, I think we had, I guess we had quite a bit of a discussion about this when this was brought up. I think it's fine as long as we have the audience sort of laid out and what we're going to use it for exactly. I don't know. I'd still be in favor of contracting out some of the marketing to some marketing experts and letting them develop that whole picture that would include video possibly, just with more of a strategy, like a more comprehensive strategy.
Okay. Well, I would put together a more comprehensive plan to roll this thing out for our next meeting. So we're going to have a better we'd have some better ideas to where it would be used, how it would be used, and who the players would be within the video.
Okay. So I think that brings us to Greg. We'll talk about Henry Development.
All right. Greg, you've gone to Infinity Aviation for the recording as well as our remote board members. I'm going to pass out a letter with, but please forgive the crudeness of the black and white image that's on the second page. We had some technical difficulties, and well, that was the result. Also, for the benefit of the recording, and Jess, I will read it. If you guys can silence my voice, and then maybe we can discuss on the other side. This is addressed to the chairman and the manager, the entitled request for a land lease adjacent to and south of the Tower Building. Dear Mr. Woods and Mr. Lynch, Infinity Aviation Group is looking to secure approximately 8,000 square feet of land adjacent to and south of the existing Flight Center building. It is our desire and intention to build a new modern FBO facility connected to approximately 70,000 square feet of hangar. We recognize that there's been a lot of discussion lately about how to best utilize this area. If our facility were to be developed as proposed in the conceptual hangar layout presented by Gale at a previous meeting, the existing walkways, a parking lot, along with water, sewer, and other utilities would all have to be relocated. In addition, a large ramp would have to be constructed. Even if all was reconciled in an appropriate way, the size of the ramp required to facilitate movement of the aircraft stored in the facility would prevent further development immediately south as proposed by buildings 3, 4, and 5 on that layout, eliminating any benefit from developing the land in this manner. It is our desire to develop a facility with hangar doors facing the runway in respect to the request the authority and management work with our team to draft a land lease suitable for the construction facility with the approximate dimensions of 460 feet long by 150 feet deep. It is our sincere hope that a lease can be drafted and approved by the board in the next 30 to 60 days. Construction of a new FBO facility designed around the needs of a modern business aircraft operator, whether they be transient or based, is a necessary next step in developing this field. We look forward to working with the authority and airport management to make this happen. And my crude crayon sketch on the next page, you will see Google Earth, and I've just highlighted kind of approximately what that footprint looks like today. Not knowing exactly what the process was, I took a wag at it as far as, you know, what would be the next thing to do. I assume that the next thing to do would be to petition for a land lease that would kind of open it up for discussion, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, working with Gale and Chris and the, you know, where the lot lines would exist, you know, what's there for sewer, what's there for water, what's there, you know, so that's why I presented it with it.
So this proposal presumes that we're not going to be relocating taxiway off of them, right?
Well, this, based upon what I have learned from attending these meetings and attending the meetings up in Gale's offices and doing my own reading, if I were to put forward a proposal to develop on, say, the old grass tie-down area, the likelihood of getting an approval for that is about zero, based upon the airspace survey and so on and so forth. So given the immediate need, this was what I saw as the best way to move forward.
Okay. What are your parking needs going to be?
Aircraft parking or car parking?
I'm sorry, car parking.
Well, I'm not a civil engineer, so it's not my daily, but I can't imagine that the existing parking that's out there and or the area that's available for expansion of that parking lot will be enough. I don't know what the ratio is nowadays for an aircraft hangar to what that translates into a parking space. I mean, it shouldn't be the same.
I think it would be based off the office space.
Office space, okay.
If you have office space in there.
Yeah. There wouldn't be a lot, but it would be.
sure I can take a look at the zoning rate and get you something that will give you a number pretty quickly.
Just looking at this sheet, it looks like there's, I mean, the parking lot's already here. Looks like it's going to accommodate.
Well, that was my feeling, too, and you know, does everybody remember the, I want to talk about it briefly here, because I don't want to make it sound like my team did not, you know, review the conceptual layout that these guys put together, because I know what everybody's trying to do. But when you put it into application, the cost of doing it, first of all, it would be astronomical. And then at the end of the day, you would not be able to develop, in my opinion anyway, I mean, I suppose you could have some people that would argue it, but given what we're trying to attract and the size of the aircraft that we're trying to get here by building these facilities, you would not be able to develop those buildings that are south of this new ramp that you would essentially create. So you would go through all of this trouble to build this facility thinking that you're going to develop south of it, you wouldn't be able to develop south of it. So I'm not sure where the game is there.
Because why? Because you're saying...
You need the ramp.
You're saying so you're saying even if the taxiway is moved?
No, this has nothing to do with taxiway. This has to do with just the development of the ramp. What I'm proposing here does not alter our, you know, sort of global desire to move the taxiway.
Right.
It still develops the land that is...
It's currently
the most easily available, right? Okay. And it raises the question of, okay, well, what are we going to do next, right? So
by doing this, it won't preclude future development.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely not. It just doesn't do it in the fashion that New Hampshire DOT was asking us to look into, and which rightly so, I get it.
So you're saying that there's got to be a bigger ratio between square footage of hangar and square footage of ramp space. Is that, if you have that thing, you have movement areas, move stuff
you
around.
Have, yes, well, bigger than what these guys have suggested. I
right.
mean, just simply because the aircraft is just bigger.
That's right.
If I may, if you essentially pulled one plane out in between those hangars and that drawing that I just gave you did.
This one here?
Yep, it would plug the whole ramp.
Oh, yeah. I
one aircraft.
I understand that part.
As a matter of fact, it could be assessed on 172. And if someone tries to pull a jet out, you can't do it.
Yeah, it's just a bad.
It just doesn't work.
Okay, that's these two.
It's bad on a lot of fronts. It's bad on emergency services.
Oh, sure.
I mean, the worst kind of it's pretty.
So this layout tonight would be more. This is basically hangar and building with a ramp out in front of it.
Right, the ramp would essentially use the old college. Sure. Right? It would be an issue with the AWOS. I mean, that's
yeah.
You know, pretty cool. I mean, that would be something that would have to be mitigated somehow. But in my opinion, nothing compared to what we dig into. When I started to look into what's all out here, I mean, you start dealing with the water, the sewer, the electric, the slope, the parking lot. I mean, and then what you gain out of it is being nothing. As much as I think it would be really great to come swing around Furman Road and see this magnificent FBO, south side facing doors is great for snow removal, it's great for all of these different things. So don't get me wrong, I'd love to be able to do that. It just doesn't seem to make sense. There's just not enough benefit.
Now, this you mentioned in the letter about relocation or addressing utility stuff, you know, electrical. Is that also in this one?
I think it is when you develop anything.
Right.
But much, much, much less.
Okay, because looking out, I'm seeing some pretty significant power lines out there.
I think the concern actually is more stuff that's in the ground than there's
stuff
in the air we can move.
Lance, you had a question?
Yeah, how does this interact with the location you were talking about at New Tower?
Well, it's funny you say that, because as soon as we were talking about that, I was like,
the initial plan when Armin Dufresne was laying this out was to move it forward from its current location. And we talked about an alternate grass location. But to be honest with you, the further you push it that way, now you have more line of sight problems if you do develop out here versus pushing it forward into the ramp. It minimizes the line of sight issues that would be brought about by the construction of new hangars.
And if we push the tower out into the ramp, are we looking at any RPG issues?
You don't have to have, at the very least, obstruction lights on top of that tower, mm-hmm. like you would any other one. But as far as object-free areas coming off the runway and taxiway, no, I don't think so. You may lose your closest taxi route from the tie-downs along the tower ramp.
Okay.
But you would still have the capability to tie down aircraft closer to Alpha.
How far forward are they proposing? Do you know? Is it 50 feet, 100 feet?
That was going to depend on final height. I think it was going to dictate the size of the base. And, you know, I mean, looking at the, it's just barely cut off, so you can sort of see the tower.
Yeah.
And that base that, you know, that structure is built on is only 40 by 40. So you have a good amount of space to construct. Now, the higher you go, I'm assuming the foundation is going to be wider, so it may push into the apex.
You're talking about right in front of the existing tower, offset from what's
straight in front.
You've got the electrical walls on one side of that entrance path. Uh-huh. It would be right opposite the electrical walls in front of the building.
You know, personally, I like this proposal better. You know, it makes more sense to me. You know, having the doors face the runway, you know, and having this particular layout, because you get the whole ramp.
You get the whole ramp, and that's not a insignificant thing when it comes to developing, I must say.
Yeah.
In order to, look, the goal is to modernize the airport, right? Not just with the type of aircraft we attract, but with the FBO facilities themselves, make it more attractive to, you know, regional customers, and that's why I made my comment on whether they're transient or based here. You know, if the airport isn't attractive to a global operator or a G650 operator, they're going to Manchester. They're going to do it. Okay. If we become known as, oh, don't go there. They'll, you know, the runway is great, but the ramp stinks and the taxiways are too narrow and, you know, the drainage stocks, you know, it's our language, but it gets around very, very fast. It gets around very, very fast. So, my point is that this location actually gives us a really good spot to put the FBO, the amenities for the pilots, because what would happen is it'd be on the north side of the building, kind of closest to this building, and you would end up with the road access and the ramp access, you know, a dedicated gate in between the two buildings that we would have control over to let secure people through, access to the parking lot, very safe, you know, none of this interaction where you get, you know, limos driving out on the ramp with unaccompanied and, you know, it's a more secure area. Mm-hmm.
You're building a millionaire.
Yeah, no, well, millionaire national style, right?
What would happen to the other facility?
What's that?
The one you're in now, what would happen?
It would be dedicated to the repair station. It's really, all of the, this has all been, accounted for. It's all been in the back of my mind as we're doing the renovations up there. That's why a lot of the renovations up there are really more geared towards, okay, this is, you know, for our Cirrus customer and our Nui customer and all our garment stuff. It's sort of, and the managed aircraft stuff that we do, to sort of just be dedicated to that, admin offices. So the FBO here really wouldn't be a terribly large facility, and it would be completely dedicated to comfort and amenities and things like that.
So help me understand the sequencing. I'm assuming what you, and this is where I'm assumptions get people in trouble.
No.
So I'm assuming what you need is a lease from us, so you know you have a commitment from us for the land, so then you can go get
correct
site plan, go to planning
right
board.
And see, what's unique about this situation is because there's all this question of where's it going to go, it significantly changes everything that comes, right? So I'm like, it wasn't like, well, you know, I could go to these people and say, well, it could be this big or it could be this big, but it's going to be right there. Well, no, it might be right over there. It might be, so that's why we need to do that.
So one, Chris, are there in the city already, are these defined lots that are lot X number?
No, the two of them are, I believe, possibly three lots over here.
Yeah, there's already existing leases adjacent to this building. How much they overlap what this profile is, I don't know, but there are at least two leases that are tied in with this building that the school has been paying for. I'm sure we'll be happy to get out of them.
Yeah.
So the next iteration of this probably needs to get into that level of detail.
Correct. It would have a lot of talking about it and be very specific.
Yeah, and we could amend, we could take those leases that exist now and conform them to what the new footprint is.
So I guess the next question is, and I don't have the answer to this, so I guess part of the question is whether really what you should be doing is providing a letter of intent. Because it might change, I guess, once you get into this and does a letter of intent. Essentially, when we approve the letter of intent, it's contingent upon you getting all of your approvals.
Right.
And that also is an agreement that we're not going to go lease it to somebody else.
Right.
Knowing
that there are existing leases there, knowing that there was this desire to make sure that we utilize this space properly. That's why I'm here like this, mm-hmm. because I wanted to say, all right, listen, so what do we need to do collectively? Not actually looking for anything necessary. I don't think we're going to vote on this. You know, what is the next step so that in 30 days I can come in front of you and say, okay, it looks like we have the solution to this or the solution to that. This is exactly where we want to put it. This is our intent, so on and so forth. So
I think it's exciting. So, yeah. You know, it just there. All the other answer questions.
Yeah, I think there's two things that, you know, first of all, I mean, there's no question this is great for you to be doing this. So there's two things. We have to look at the leases that we have to see how those overlay on top of this thing. And then what you could probably do is do that lat long stuff and a more detailed kind of footprint and what this is going to, where the land's going to go. And then, you know, talking about how it's going to interface with this building. Because we got this lease is up in a couple of years, and you know I don't want to do anything to preclude somebody else, you know, coming in and liking this place. Saying, "Gee, it's too bad that big building is still in that it's going to get in our way." But
and hopefully make it more attractive. But you know, right. Yeah. So we all work together.
But maybe let me just throw this out. Do you have any thoughts about using this part of this building as an FBO?
Well, you know, that's actually a really interesting question. There was a period where I was thinking about that, and I don't know if there's any real reason why I stopped thinking about it other than I think everything was tied with budget management, so I just missed it. So I guess the quick answer is I don't have any reason to not stop and consider anything. Yeah.
Because what I'm thinking is if this can be part of that FBO thing, which is an FBO part of your plan,
mm-hmm.
that'll do two things. I think it'll be a lot cheaper for you, first of all. And the second thing is, it'll then allow more hangar space.
Yes. You're on point.
And so the restriction on this building is just has to be aviation, not mm-hmm. aviation education.
No. And you know what? Frankly, when everything has changed, we can make it what we want to. As long as we're not going to bring a bicycle shop in or something.
Okay.
I think as long as it's on the airport, it's aviation related, you know, that, I mean, I know when the Camposius and company did this building, their thought was it's always going to be education. And, you know, but if, you know, East Coast wants to move down here.
Well, FBOs offer flight training.
So I don't see any thing that would restrict the use of this building for your purpose.
Look, I you know, anybody that knows me will tell you that I am all for, you know, flipping a cube over as many times as needed in order to come up with something that might make
sense. I'm thinking, Greg, you know, I'm not an architect or anything, but I'm thinking knock on a few walls in here, and I mean it is set up as, you know, it's an aviation kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
You know, the nice lobby out there. Yeah. The reception area,
mm-hmm.
you know, there can be showers and pilot facilities all over.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, you cut loose the right architect and, you know,
yeah.
that understands this process.
All right, suppose
when the control tower moves, the existing tower can be done. That's the observation deck.
That's the other piece of it.
Looking at the back
there
of
the tower.
That's true.
I'm thinking the tower should be over there.
A rotating restaurant up there?
I'm thinking the tower should be at the end of one of your hangars over here. But that's my, that's a nickname.
You need a crane to move the tower camp.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, again, Dave, we didn't commit to any location other than a relocation of the tower as part of the bill.
I'll just throw that out. But I'm sure Southern New Hampshire would love to make a deal.
Chris, did I see you snap a picture for Jess a couple of
months
ago? Jess, do you have any comments?
I think it's great to talk about these details. I did have one throwback, though, for Dave. You're saying that this lease with the school, it doesn't have to be for education. I think there's a misunderstanding on my part, because I thought that was definitely a restriction on that lease. Can you clarify?
But that lease expires in 2 years.
It's not on the lease. I thought it was on the deed.
Well, yes, but it's in there somewhere.
It was part of the original lease, I believe.
Yes. And
for when it was to revert to the ownership of the Airport Authority in August of 2020, it had to remain an aviation education institution or facility.
Well, as you mentioned, with the number of flight schools we have here and the number of that, I think we can make that work.
Yeah, I agree. I think Greg's operation would fit the bill even without East Coast.
Right.
But I would imagine that East Coast would probably be part of all of this, or some other flight schools.
Yeah.
Funny,
I don't think we'd have too much trouble.
Right.
Roger could have office space. But I think it'll fit the bill, Dave.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks. I think that was one thing I had a question mark about.
And I think we all believe that that's of utmost importance at this airport, is to continue the aviation education that's gone on here forever. We're probably the flight training mecca of the Northeast as it is. So I think we definitely want to continue that.
So, Greg, I think the sentiment, amongst the board is that you have our support. And, we can move forward with this.
We don't want to make this happen. And so,
okay.
I don't see any roadblocks.
So in terms of the lat lawn and choosing the ideal location and getting together with the city, I think that Gale Associates could assist you
with
that.
Absolutely.
And you guys get together and we'll present it to the city, get the lot lines divided up accordingly, or lot line or whatever it takes, and move forward with signing a lease.
Now, how much of that stuff can be done? I mean, that can all be done before the board meeting.
Oh, sure.
You just present it.
We know what the existing
leases look like.
We know what the existing leases look like. Right. We know what footprint they have out there. And so this is what we may not get done by then, but we can certainly see what needs to be done.
Right.
To realign those lots.
You would essentially draw up your whole, and Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, your whole plot that you're looking to leave,
right.
And that would get created as an entirely new lot, whether it's an E14, whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be an entirely new piece.
Right. It's like a lot line relocation.
Right, it would supersede what's already there.
And then I don't know how much, I don't want to spend Greg's money, but if there's a way to show an option of utilizing some of this building. Now, if there's two options. One is a standalone FBO and hangar, the other one is using this as incorporating this somehow in the FBO, and then more hangars. I don't know if that's something if you want to entertain.
Right? Okay, then I'm all for looking at any option that helps. Because it is a big question mark. Whenever you spend enough time looking at all this, I think you and I have talked about it,
this facility is a giant question mark.
Yes.
Because you have a modern hangar on one side, if you want to build on the other side, that's great, and then you have this footprint in the middle. And the question is, okay, well, if, and just in the world of anything possible, if this place were to go away in a few years, now all of a sudden you have this awkward space in the middle.
Right.
Because it's not really the right size for what you want.
Right.
So it is a huge question mark. But then again,
this thing, especially if the tower goes away, you know, this building can be just, I hate to see it, leveled. And just start new, but I mean, I think that's extreme. I think there's a lot of value here, you know, for someone to use this thing for an aviation related purpose.
In a perfect world, you use lots that already exist.
Yeah.
It's thousands and thousands of dollars and months to change a lot line.
Well, that's in a real estate environment. This is a lease environment. This is not a tax map.
But right now, Brian,
it's a tax map.
No, it's not, because they don't pay tax on the land; they pay tax on the building.
Brian, if you look at the Brian, if you look at the current lease, the lines, the lot leases, I believe there's two, maybe three parcels over here, and the rest of it is simply city property.
He's going to lease if it can be existing lots.
It's still going to have to get changed because it wouldn't really fit the bill for everything he wants to do. These lots are smaller, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look at the GIS and really figure it out.
Probably have to add more.
Yeah, you'd have to add more. So I think either way, there's going to be, and I think for the long run, to make this real easy would be to make it one large lot if it's going to be one giant building.
You have to merge engineers to do the site plan work for him as well, or the
great.
I know when we did the work across the street from our county office, we needed more land, and it was nobody's land. It wasn't owned by anybody, at least by anybody. So we just went out there with a piece of chalk and drew a line, and there's a new lot. I mean, it was pretty easy.
Well, for my, my big question mark was just this whole idea of are we going to, turn all these buildings 90 degrees or are we not? And you've given me that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we certainly know
it. I think I've heard our airport manager complain it's getting pretty cramped in the existing airport authority building. Would there be any option for the airport authority to use this building for office space?
It already is. It's in the lease. But yes, that could be a piece of it as well. So the whole thing. This could be a multi-use building.
So I just encourage you again, as you continue to work towards this and developing a letter of intent, just being as clear upfront and about improvements or changes you're looking to have the airport authority cover as it relates to any infrastructure and which elements would be things that you would be taking care of, but just wanting approval to do.
Understood. Agree.
So I thank you for doing this.
You're great. Yeah, the demand is there. I don't know that it's going to go away anytime soon. I mean, at some point in time when you start pulling triggers and financing and things, and you have to get a little bit more serious about just how big something like this is going to be and if we're going to be stage development, things like that. But for right now, it's there.
I haven't picked up an aviation-related media that doesn't talk about backlog of business jets and, Dassault Falcon and Bombardier and Gulfstream and all of them just going crazy.
And I think another key is they're not building the corporate jets any smaller.
Right.
These are all getting larger exponentially year after year. And as we've talked about in the past, we can't accommodate these larger jets right now, not with our runway. Our runway is fine, but it's the hangars and, taxiways have to be big enough to handle these large jets.
Mm-hmm. Can you bring a Boeing business jet in here?
You can land.
So wind.
You can bring it in. You're going to keep it, though.
It doesn't have much fuel in it.
They can loop around up and just go back.
Confined area takeoff.
Yeah, your friend can't come in here. Have to go to NASA.
The other thing, Joel, just add as a little bit of a sweetener, just because of the nature of what we do and Infinity does, it's not all about fuel and hangar as well. All of these things that you're reading about and talking about, they all need management, they all need maintenance, and all of that is in incredibly high demand right now. And I'm not even talking about any, I mean, in any form it comes in, you know, finding mechanics, finding facilities to do it, and there is very little in the Northeast. It's, you know, it's in Connecticut. I mean, as soon as you go beyond Connecticut and Western Massachusetts, it's yeah. Very, very thin.
Well, and Dassault Falcon just moved from Wilmington, Delaware to, I think it's Islip, one of the airports down there, Farmingdale.
I think it's Farmingdale, yeah.
And the biggest issue there, they can't find anybody to work there.
That's everywhere.
Are you kidding? The cost of living on Long Island?
Well, that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Boston Center got a whole bunch of New York's airspace a number of years ago because the FAA couldn't get controllers for the thing.
Yeah. Well, they didn't train them any better.
That's a different problem.
Well, thank you, everyone. And if anybody has any questions for me, I think.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, thank you, Greg.
This is
a good proposal.
This is good. Good idea.
Yeah. Well, it'll get a lot more in depth. Than
sure.
Sure. Now I know where it's going to go.
Yep, and it, you know, I like it because, number one, it will move things along faster in terms of any development.
Yeah.
And number two, it doesn't preclude anything. In fact, if anything, it can help, you know, kind of reinforce the idea that this is the demand. We got to move on this now.
And Nick has already submitted the 7460-1s to the FAA. OE AAA, so all the studies are being done right now.
What are those besides
airspace studies to determine maximum building height and whether or not it interferes with the tower?
Oh, okay.
Anytime you propose construction.
Okay.
On
right. So I just didn't know what the numbers were.
Oh, okay.
Well, since you brought it up, is there any roadblocks for preference and coverage could throw up?
I think. So my first thought was, I love this, because it's the land lease that you want. As a developer, you have the right to do. I don't see how anyone could take a pick at it, to be honest.
So we're not asking for AIP money, so.
Right.
But it literally boils down to the approval of the airport authority and local city permitting, period.
I agree. Okay. So that brings us to new business. Moorfield Condominium 1, 107 Perimeter Road, exercise option to extend. So that was the communication that you received. It should be in everybody's packet. And I think we're about to, have a motion.
Yes, so I'm fine with this. It just should be worded slightly differently. So I'll read it. So this, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is E1458 107 Perimeter Road. And the motion would be to approve the lease extension request for E1458 Warfield Condominium 1 for 20 years beginning on April 1st, 2022 and terminating on July 31st, 2042 upon the same terms and conditions as the lease now in effect. And also to approve a lease option for an additional term of 20 years commencing on August 1st, 2042, subject to renegotiation of terms and conditions. I think that's how it should be worded.
Right. Brian, your initial read said April 1st. Did you mean August 1st?
I just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
Okay. I guess you're.
Motion to approve the lease extension
request for E1458 Barfield Condominium 1 for 20 years beginning August 1st, 2022, terminating July 31, 2042 upon the terms and conditions now in effect. Also to approve a lease option for an additional 20 years commencing August 1, 2042, subject to a renegotiation of terms and conditions.
Okay. Well, I don't know, again, if this is kind of a point of order, you know, that's where my hangar is, or the one that I'm the treasurer of that condominium association, and the airplane that I own is in that hangar. So I don't know if that precludes me from voting on this, or but
it doesn't,
so that's fine. I'll abstain, and then the three of you guys can figure it out.
Okay.
And Chris's hangar's in there, too.
So we have a motion on the floor. I will second the motion as read. The option means that 107 would have to come back to this board in another 20 years and ask to exercise that option at that time. So any discussion on this motion?
Jeff, do you need me to scan and email this to you?
Yeah, if you want to include that would be great. I read the original request on the, obviously in the minutes, but what you said sounded fine.
You might want to text that to her, you'll get to her sooner.
Can I do that? I can probably do that. Okay. Backup, start, share.
And if you have one of those antiquated Android phones.
Yeah.
Were those from like the 30s?
I don't know. It's just a little robot kind of off.
Not a Disney character or something.
But every evening he has to put a little crank in and charge it.
Yeah. Oh, for crying out loud. Can't figure out how to text those things. So I'll send it as a picture.
Where's Hunter when you need him?
Yeah, I know, right?
He's still around.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
how about you?
Hunter's last name, I assume, is not Biden.
No.
All right, Jeff, I just sent it off. Hopefully you can read it.
Okay, it hasn't come in yet, but should be here momentarily. Oh, just got it. Wow. Yes, I can see that fine.
I think he was pretty clear then. Where is it? 40.
Yeah, that looks great, Brian. I'm happy to approve this.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, so this will be a roll call vote to approve the motion to extend 107 lease. Chris?
Chairman Woods.
Yay.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yay.
Treasurer Heat.
Abstain.
And Secretary Holland.
Yay.
Okay, that motion carries. The lease is extended, and 107 gets an option for another 20 years down the road. Okay. So let's see. Chris has already gone over upcoming events.
Can I add one thing? I'm sorry, I should have added to my report earlier. I apologize. Greg and I have contracted an individual to paint the fuel farm. And I think the prep is supposed to start 2 days from now.
Right.
So I just want to let everybody know that's going to be going on.
And we just so you all know, we've been reserving for that in the budget for about 2 years now.
And speaking of paint, I have a contractor that's coming to town on August 1st to start painting, prepping and painting the Airport Authority building at 93 Perimeter Road.
Hooray! Yeah. I didn't need to.
Yeah,
need
pull off a piece of it on the way in one day.
I caught a vandal, and it was Dave. He was vandalizing the building.
Watch him as a piece of the piece of the piece.
Same color?
I haven't decided. Somebody asked me that this morning. It's probably a similar color, if not the same.
I think it's more of a mauve.
No. Maybe Hunter Green, or
there you go.
You could paint the new logo on the side. That'd be good.
too. That's
everybody good.
There we go. We can bring that up under new business at the next meeting.
But the idea is to get it painted, get the peeling paint off of it, get it sealed up, especially around Susan's office. Some of the brickwork needs repointing.
Now, didn't you determine at 1.2, Chris, that the roofing was okay?
The roofing is okay. There are a couple leaks in it, and Mark Cahill is going to do the few little repairs that we have on it this year. But for the most part, the roof's in excellent condition.
Okay.
Some of the penetrations where there was an exhaust system put into the building a few years ago have failed.
Okay.
And he'll end up repairing those. But for the most part, he inspected the whole roof, and he said the only problems were those spots. So
membrane's good. And the
yeah. We thought it was leaking in from the roof, right, and it turns out it's seeping right through the sidewall bricks.
Yeah. Okay.
And we know that because we pulled all the ceiling tiles upstairs in the old boardroom, and during heavy rains, it's totally dry up there. Susan has a waterfall that comes into her window during rainstorms, and it's literally just seeping through the bricks right there. So we'll solve all that.
And I guess she doesn't consider that to be decorative.
That's not ambient decorative waterfall.
So a little feng shui there.
Yeah, it's not meditative.
Susan, I think your exact comment was, this is gross, and I agree. Kind of nasty. So we're going to fix that for you.
Okay. Anyway, Chris has already gone over upcoming events. That brings us to public input. Roger.
Roger Matthews, TriStar for the record. The question has gone up to me, but in the past we had movies out here in the summer. And a lot of people from Nashua, sort of a marketing thing, did come out to the movies. And I'm wondering, is there a possibility that I might start again?
So I'll answer that for you, Roger. According to the city who puts those events on as part of the Summer Fun series, they never really had a large turnout here, and their biggest turnouts are at Greeley Park, probably because it's closer to downtown, and they chose to continue having them all at Greeley Park instead of bringing them out here.
Okay, when they mention it to me again, I'll tell them that.
Okay.
We could do like a special showing of Top Gun or something, the new Top Gun.
And I can also tell you that the last two times we had the movies out here, there was an assault of mosquitoes.
Yeah,
it was just brutal. People had to get up and leave. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Just the time of year and.
Yep.
It was in Hampshire.
Yep. Yeah.
Having photographed aircraft here at night, I can attest to that.
Cameras constantly.
The operator.
Okay, that's all I got.
On the subject of movies, did you invite the whole board? You're supposed to invite the whole board.
We're
actually, Infinity is led to one of the theaters over at Chunky's. For the second, June 2nd, the 6 o'clock showing of Maverick.
No way.
You're all invited.
Awesome.
The whole board's invited.
We have the invitation on the desk, and we're going to scan it and send it out to everybody.
Awesome.
Not everybody on the recording is invited.
I wrote a paper in my freshman year in college, why Top Gun was the best movie.
Oh, did you know?
Yeah.
So you're invited, Nick.
Have you seen the spoof that the F-14 guys at Oceana did on Top Gun?
No.
Oh, you should look it up on the internet. They took their coffee money, the coffee fund, and enlisted some of the guys who at the time were doing things like shooting down things over the Gulf of Sidra, and they did a speech.
And what was your name?
Off the top of my head, it's Top Company, but you should be able to find it on the internet.
Okay, that's good. Let's just make this clear. You were a freshman when that came out?
No.
No, I was on
the pilot.
Okay.
He's too young if he was a freshman.
No, that was actually what, 84, 85? Yeah, you were probably like 2.
I was already
with
him.
I was going to say,
Okay, they don't think that they're not bucking up that one again. They
probably funded it, huh?
So Hollywood did a send-up of Top Gun. They called it Hot Shots, and it starred Charlie Sheen.
Right, oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Good well.
All right, so let's see. Director's comments. I'll start with Jess.
Well, thanks, everybody, for keeping the airport on the straight and narrow and managing it so well. I really commend the whole team. So, you know, there's nothing to worry about from this remote location over here, so I appreciate that.
Okay. David? Just I'm really excited about the future development of this airport. I hope that we can, you know, Greg's presentation was could be like the best shot in the arm we could have and get this whole area moving, and I'm really excited about it. Hopefully we can get the DOT and FAA involved in getting that taxiway squared away. That'll help the airport going forward as well.
Okay. I assume excited about, you know, the potential for future development. You know, this looks like a good start, and I'll look forward to see how this goes along. And Nick, I'll call you out. You know, thanks for your hard work too on our various projects and your persistence where it has been, you know, necessary. We'll really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Brian?
So I attended the Chamber's Eminence Awards today, and they had a really good panel with talking about Nashua's past, present, and future. And former Mayor Donnelly Lozo talked about the past going all the way back to the 1600s, but
I didn't know she was that old.
I know, right? in her remarks, she made a point talking about about the gems in the city, and she talked about how the airport is such a gem for the city of Nashua. And I just think that's great that, you know, former mayors and people involved in the city still recognize that this is a gem, and you know, I think it's great that Craig and you still see this as a gem and a place to be excited about the future. So I thought that was a great program today.
Okay, so with that, we'll make a motion to adjourn to non-public session pursuant to RSA 91-A:3. Paragraph 2A, the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee.
I'll make a motion or second it, whatever
you want. Oh, yeah. Okay. You made it, I second it.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, we are adjourned to the private session. Thank you.
Do we need to roll call that one too? Or?
No.
Yay.
Yeah, you want a roll call?
Okay,
well, I don't know.
We'll roll.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Yay.
Vice Chairman Law. Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yay.
Okay, we are officially adjourned. Thank you.
What happened to Joe?
So,